Everyone, it is about 20 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of April 2016, and I'm sitting in bed. I haven't slept most of the morning since about, I don't know what time, just, oh, 7. From 7 to about 9:15, Obi and I were going through his manual that he's got to learn about cold water and how it's treated and all the different forms of treatment and all the pipe work and everything, because he's got an exam on his course on Monday. Excuse me. He's already had one exam on Thursday. That was on health and safety. He passed that, so that's good. They're really cramming this stuff in. So he's got this great big book, and we've got to go through 74 pages of stuff, and then he's got to do a mock exam. It's quite interesting, and some of it I know and some of it I don't, so I don't mind doing it with him, but I could have gone on further, but he wanted to stop, so we're going to carry on later. So I said, as a reward, not that I mind doing it, because I don't at all, but he can make me a cup of tea and bring me up some rich teas. And I meant like two rich teas, and he's brought me, hold on, let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I've got a nice hot cup of tea. Oops. I didn't realise he put them in a bowl. I thought they were on a plate. They're in a bowl. And I've got peppermint tea as well. But hold on, I'm going to bring this bowl over here a minute, because I don't want to knock my tea over. It's very hot, actually, the tea. Now, I'm going to dunk my tea. That's too hot, actually. Okay. I've got my tea. It's very hot. I hope I don't spill it on the bed. I'm going to dunk a rich tea live on Audio Boo. Here we go. Now, if it falls in, I should go be very cross. Wasn't quite soft enough, but when it's very hot, the hotter it is, the quicker it goes soggy, and then half of it falls into your tea. Excuse me. Now, one number two. I wonder if I can eat 7 of them. I probably can, actually. That would be my breakfast then. There'll probably be no tea left by then, though. It'll all be absorbed in my biscuit. So basically, the whole weekend, we're going to be studying. I don't have to do it. Excuse me. But whenever he has to. Yeah? When what? Yeah? Yeah? Bread? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. I will. I need to do Tesco's, but it's the when I fall asleep, if I fall asleep. I'm going to go out and get bread, milk, tea bags. We've run out of milk. We've got one tea bag left. Excuse me. I'm the only one that drinks tea in this house, basically. Unless Connor's here, and then he does. We had a great big box. I think it was 300 tea bags. It lasted ages. It's all gone. Yeah, as I was saying, I don't have to learn it with him, but I always do. When he's done all his railway safety stuff, I learned all that, all about signals and distances between trains and all that. So I always do. And I think it helps him understand it. When you talk about it together, you can understand it better than when you just read it and trying to cram it into your head. Because sometimes he doesn't understand it. And he says, what do you think that means? And I tell him what I think it means. I might not always be right, but if we're not sure, we look it up. Okay, well, I've eaten four. I don't think I can eat any more now. I cannot. I've got a very poor appetite, actually, at the moment. I don't know why. It's not a bad thing, but... Oh, pardon me. We're supposed to be having an Indian takeaway tonight, but the trouble is, I end up leaving most of it and end up getting thrown away. I wish I could just ask for a smaller portion. Maybe when... If you ring up an order and pay cash, then you can. But when you do it online, they don't usually have a facility to do that. If you use something like Hungry House or Just Eat. I've got a big frog this morning. It must have jumped in the window. I'm going to have another go at these biscuits now. Okay. I had a little break because I needed to send a couple of texts. So let's see if my tea's still hot enough to do it. Number five. Not too bad. I should end up feeling sick, I know. Right, number six. Go right in, number six. You're not so hot now, so the tea isn't so... Excuse me. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's 10 o'clock now. I should think it is. Now, number seven, the final leg. Here we go. I've done it. That's the end of those biscuits. I made a bit of heavy weather of it, really, but... Excuse me. It's a nice strong cup of tea. I think it's meant to be about 15 degrees today. We'll see. Before the rain arrives. Well, I don't know whether I'm feeling like sleep or not. Usually what happens is I'll be sitting here and the next thing I know I'm waking up like 4 hours later. Because if I lay down, I can't sleep, but if I just lean against my pillows, I'll just be 1 second awake, wide awake. This weather.
be green. There will be some rain arriving a bit later on through the late part of the afternoon, first part of the evening. BBC Radio Kent, there's more online at bbc.co.uk.
Well, there you go. That's the weather, 15 degrees, rain arriving later on. Well, if it can arrive in the evening, if it wants. I'm beginning to feel a little bit tired, I think. I don't want to wake up. I think I'm going to set my alarm, though, for 12 o'clock. I don't want to be waking up at 2 o'clock. The day is wasted then. I hate this sleeping business. I was listening to the radio last night, and there's a football phone in. It's like, it's for Africa and South America. It's always on every early hours of Saturday. And they were talking on there. People were phoning in and emailing and texting. And a woman texted in and said she's got chronic kidney disease, which is what I've got, and she has trouble sleeping, so she likes to listen to the programme. And I thought, oh, well, there you go. Maybe it is something that causes lack of sleep. And the powers that be just don't really recognise it. They don't take it seriously, you know. They don't take it seriously. They say, oh, well, if you stay awake all day, it's nothing to do with whether I stay awake all day. I've done all that. I've been awake for 2 days. And then I slept. Yes, I did sleep all night. I'm going to do, aren't I? And then the next day, what happened? I was back to awake all day and then awake all the next night again. So it's a load of, excuse my language, a load of bollocks. Anyway, I'm going to love and leave you for now because I'm just talking utter crap. Excuse my frog this morning. It comes and goes. It's been this morning already and gone. Then it comes back. I think it's some kind of allergy. There's something in the atmosphere, I expect, because it's spring. And we sleep with the windows open because I can't bear to have them shut. So anyway, I will love you and leave you for now. I'm trying to keep up this thing of posting every day, even if I talk absolute crap, which I have done. But I don't suppose I talk any more crap than anyone else, to be quite honest. I'll speak to you all soon.